At Disney World, here's what they say. They say we take care of our employees, our employees take care of our guests, and our guests take care of our profits. What a phenomenal philosophy that is. The truth of the matter is, our employees are our customers. They are our internal customers. They are the people who make things happen. They are the people who can enhance the success of our business, or they can derail it or keep it from becoming all it can be. I've always used the BEC system to engage people on my team. Let me tell you what I mean by BEC. The B stands for brains. I always look for people who have brains. Intelligence is a fundamental. It's a cornerstone. Show me somebody who is intelligent. I'll show you someone who will learn or has already learned strategic thinking. I'll show you someone who knows that solution finding is the name of the game, not just problem solving. And I'll show you someone who has a terrific method to have critical thinking, not just strategic thinking, but critical thinking. They look at issues differently. They analyze matters vertically. They can see through something, not merely talk about it. So brains is an important fundamental for getting the right employee. So we can take care of our employees, so they can take care of our guests, so our guests can take care of our profits. The second one for me is energy. The B is for brains. The E is for energy. I'm looking for people who have a sense of purpose, who have a sense of passion, who get up in the morning energetic and enthused about life, who move with things and move on them with a sense of urgency. Energy doesn't just mean that you're jumping up and down or that you're talking fast. Energy means you feel from within you this enormity of purpose that says that we are engaged in something important, that our clients and customers are significant to us, that we want our products to be the best they can be, that we want to render value at every turn with every person every day. And then the C stands for character. Brains, energy, character. Character simply means that we're looking with someone who has the right values. Honesty, integrity, generosity, work, service, fellowship, the right values. When you have people on your team who have the right brains, the right level of energy, the right character, then you are moving onwards and upwards, and you can deal with issues consistently and constantly in ways that can derive for you your goals and can achieve for you a bottom line that's beneficial. Investors Business Daily some years ago talked about, they spent years analyzing, not just talking about them, analyzing leaders and studying the lives of successful people in all walks of life. And at the end, the study showed that there were 10 traits that when combined can turn dreams into reality. They can take us from the position of desire and determination to decision and destiny. Here are the 10 traits that this survey showed. Number one, how you think is everything. Always be positive. Think success, not failure. Beware of a negative environment. Stay away from people who want to tear you down and surround yourself with people who are moving onwards and upwards, who are working every day to climb the ladder of success and significance. How you think is everything. Garbage in, garbage stays. The old adage, garbage in, garbage out, I believe is wrong. Garbage in, garbage stays. Wisdom in, wisdom stays. So manage how you think. Manage what enters the zone of your psyche. Number two, decide upon your true dreams and goals. Write down your specific goals and develop a plan to reach them. Understand really the primary, not just the secondary. The priorities of your life. What are your real dreams? What are your true goals? Put them on a piece of paper. Prioritize them so that when you act on them intelligently and methodically. The third, take action. Goals are nothing without action. Don't be afraid to get started now. Just do it. If you have to wait till you have the perfect plan, you may never actually get started. It's like writing a book. I would write a book, I'd look over the manuscript 20 times, and I realize at every look I could improve it measurably. But there comes a time when you have to quit looking. There comes a time when you have to say, I've got to publish this thing. No, it's not perfect. You've got to take action. Words alone will not get us to our destination. We have to act. We have to execute. So number one, how you think is everything. Number two, decide your true dreams and goals. Number three, take action. Number four, never stop learning. Go back to school if you have to. Read a lot of books. Listen to CDs. Attend seminars. Get training. Acquire skills. School is never out for the pro. There is a reason why the most successful people tend to be the most learned, the most informed. They make wonderful conversationists. Why is that? Because they know so much, because they're exposed to so much, because they are with people who are also learned, who are also exposed to the latest in ideas and concepts. Never stop learning. Learning must be in a continuum. Number five, be persistent and work hard. Success is a marathon, not a sprint. Never give up. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing well. If it's worth really achieving, it's worth giving your best efforts to it. Be persistent and work hard. Here's the sixth secret to success as outlined by a series of surveys by Investor's Business Daily, having analyzed successful leaders and successful people in all walks of life. Number six, learn to analyze details. Get all the facts. Get all the input. Learn from your mistakes. Look at the details and say, why did it work or why did it not work? How could it work better next time? What should I have done to ensure that it would have worked this time? Learn to analyze details. Number seven, focus your time and money. Focus it. Don't just let other people or things distract you. Focus your time in ways that get you where you want to go. Be determined to be on track, not off track. Refuse to be derailed when you know that you have begun your journey and you are moving towards your destination in a straight line. Number eight, don't be afraid to innovate. Be different and be better. Following the herd is a sure way to mediocrity. Don't be afraid to innovate. Don't be afraid to test a new idea. Don't be afraid to chart a new course. Don't be afraid to take a risk, a calculated risk. Number nine, deal and communicate with people effectively. No person is an island. Learn to understand and motivate others. At the end of the day, you are as effective as your ability to build bridges of understanding with other people. Internal customers, your employees, external customers, the clients who exchange their money for your products and services. And then number 10, be honest and dependable. Take responsibility for your actions. Choose to lose yourself in that which is integrity-based. Honesty is always the best policy. You know, the way I think of it is something like this. At the end of each day, I imagine I'm sitting in this room in front of my board of directors. And I imagine these people sitting around the table saying to me, what have you done today? What have you achieved today? How can we be sure that you did not waste our resources? What decisions did you make? What process did you go through to make those decisions? I want to defend my position. This is something just figurative, something imaginary on my part. But I know that when I do that, I'm going to make better decisions. I'm going to think through things, not merely think about them. You see, in engineering school, they teach you about time and motion. And in business school, they teach you about output over input. They call that productivity. Time management teaches you and me to focus on the important. Importance is defined as activities congruent with your objectives. Advertising agencies focus on billable hours. Mergers and acquisitions value economies of scale. What do you value? How do you measure your behavioral economics? How do you ensure that in all your doings, you're thinking the right way, you're taking action in the right direction, you're learning constantly, you're analyzing the right details, but in the end, you are receiving tremendous value in return for your investment of time, energy, and money. You know, I teach my clients who are in my inner circle, a group, to make some distinctions in life. And I like the distinctions that contrast words to sort of make sure that you're thinking in the right direction, that you're analyzing ideas in the right way, and that your brains are helping you to be a critical thinker, a strategic thinker, along the paths of plans and preparation that can get you the best results with the least investment of resources. For example, do you think about getting a job done or do you think about getting results? Obviously, the latter is better. Do you think about creativity or do you think about innovation? Do you think about services or do you think about solutions? Which is better, to merely do things or to create solutions for your clients? Do you think about activities or do you think about accomplishments? I'll tell you this, non-performers focus on obstacles. Performers focus on results. They focus on accomplishments. Do you think about style or do you think about substance? Substance asks three questions. Do they need it? Do I know it? Can I do it? Do my clients need what I offer? Do I know that they need it? And can I do it for them? Style is a wonderful thing, how we look, how our catalogs look, how our place of business looks, but substance in the end is what our clients are looking for. Do you make a distinction between teaching something and learning something? You may be talking to your team and your employees about what they should be doing. That's teaching. But are you making sure that they are learning exactly the lessons they want to learn, need to learn, and the lessons you must ensure that they learn so they can perform at a high level of excellence? Do you make a distinction between retention and recall factor? You see, I can retain a lot of information in my head, but can I recall it when I need it so that it can help me reach the destination I want to reach? How about between improvement and excellence? Excellence is where we ought to be focused. Improvement is a given. We should improve every single day. But our destination should be excellence. We ought to be excellence. One machine can do the work of 50 ordinary people, but no machine could ever do the work of one extraordinary person. Do you make a distinction between commitment and consciousness? I know a lot of people are highly committed to doing their job well, but they don't have a sense of consciousness about every single day looking at every single thing in a way that they can perform it at the highest level of excellence. How about between confidence and authority? I know people who are confident, but they have no authority. And in the absence of authority, they are reticent to act. Distinctions between time management, important as it is, because time is the only resource in your inventory that you can never replace, you can never replicate. But there is a difference between time management and energy management. The moment you begin to think of yourself, of your life, as a battery, if you will, and this battery is going to run out at some point, today, tomorrow, or 100 years from now. And every time you invest yourself into something, you are using a bit of energy out of that battery. Just be sure you're investing your time, your energy, your life in something purposeful. That's why I say, are you focused on time management or are you focused on energy management? Are you focused on giving back? So many people want to give back. They say, my community has been good to me. I want to give back to it. My customers have enabled us to have a successful business. So I want to give back. Giving back or merely giving? Period. Paragraph. Turn the page. Giving for the sake of giving. Listen, you and I don't love our children back because they loved us first. We love our children even when they are unlovable, we love them unconditionally. Loving, giving, period. Do you think in terms of training or do you think in terms of education? Training teaches people the how. Education teaches people the why. It's very important that we think about holistic education, not merely training people. Do we think about what we do or do we think about who we are? You know, the old adage of the mother saying to her child, honey, you are as good as the things that you do. You're as pretty as the things that you do. That's not really what it's all about. You're as pretty as who you are. Pretty does as pretty is, or pretty is as pretty does. Pick one. You got to be first so that you can do the right things. And then are you focused on learning to learn something or to learn how to learn? Which is better? The difference between training and education is that education evolves our brain and develops our mind in ways that we can learn how to learn. So that when we don't have our mentor around us, we have the process, we have the capacity to analyze and decipher because we've learned how to learn. We can look at issues and run the right questions and come to the right conclusions. These are ideas that can help us behaviorally become better at performance, become more successful in life. The Investor's Business Daily said that when they looked at all these leaders and all these successful people and all the walks of life, they discovered that there were some common fundamentals. And the fundamentals have to do with these issues I've just outlined for you. And so when Disney says, we take care of our employees, and our employees take care of our guests, and our guests take care of our profits. That is so true. Most companies are more focused on profits than they are on the employees in their family. Our employees can make the difference, and our employees must be educated. Our employees must understand that behavioral economics, energy management, beliefs and behaviors are all significant in ensuring that they do their job well. So for me, I do follow the BEC method. I look for people who are intelligent, who have brains, strategic planning, critical thinking, solution finding kind of individuals. People who have energy, they have passion and purpose in their life. And people who have character. They based all they are and all they do on values that are laden in and founded on principles and tenets and fundamentals that are good and that are wholesome. Because in the end, we all want to do business with people we trust, people that we know, people that we like. Be honest and dependable. Take responsibility in all you do. If I've learned a lesson about success and significance, it is simply this. We must live life from the inside out. And when we do, we'll understand that authenticity must come ahead of charisma in all of our dealings. It's wonderful to be charismatic, but it's even more wonderful to be authentic. To succeed and to have a life of significance and to leave a legacy that's worthwhile are goals we all share, and they all stem from our performance in business and in life. Follow these ideas, study them and share them, benefit from them in a measurable way.